the main concern at this moment is for civilians caught in the fighting in Tripoli, in Zlitan and other areas, because it's intense. It's in urban zones, and reports are of large number of casualties. The hospital's not able to care for all of the wounded, and all the sides, meaning the rebels, the government forces, pro-Qaddafi forces, and NATO as well, should take the utmost care to make sure that civilians are not targeted, to distinguish between combatants and civilians, and try and minimize the impact of the fighting as this apparently comes to some sort of head in Libya today.
Ibrahim, talking about civilians, there's fear of retribution that some of these rebels might engage in. What do you say to that?
The danger of revenge is very real, because you have four decades of dictatorship with many serious abuses, torture, political prisoners, missing persons, and now the 6 months of conflict in which many people lost their lives. So some individuals on the rebel side are likely to take revenge against people who fought for Qaddafi or who they suspect of supporting Qaddafi. And we think the National Transitional Council, this is the opposition authorities, they have a responsibility here to do everything possible to stop this revenge, because they started this uprising to have a Libya with more respect for human rights, to have a Libya with more rule of law, to turn away from torture, and that's why it's important to set the tone from the very beginning and protect the people who are vulnerable, protect institutions like the police stations and the courts, and avoid these acts of vengeance.
There are concerns about the ICC-issued warrant against Gaddafi, his son, and some close aid. What about those rebels who are alleged to have committed similar acts of atrocities against unarmed civilians who support Gaddafi's regime?
The mandate of the International Criminal Court is to investigate, and if necessary, if the evidence leads to it, then prosecute all those who violate the laws of war, who commit atrocities in the war. And that means not just on the pro-Qaddafi side, but on the opposition side as well. So we hope and we call for an open investigation so the evidence leads you wherever it may, and prosecutions should ensue if the court determines that that anyone on the opposition side has violated the law to that extent.